1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 993. Sketch 1,152. The Boxer.
Okay, this appears to have Man, Woman and Ian in it.
Oh, keep looking. Looking.
Yeah, really? Man, Woman, Ian, a hand and Helen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So,
to be honest, I agree.
Okay, Alistair's Helen. Woman can be Laura. Man, I think we'll have Simon, and Ian Rich, and so that means I'm Hand, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Start again. That was weird.
All you got to do is just sing on your own. Don't listen to the other person.
I know, why was he holding that first note, weirdly, waiting for me?
He did join in, okay. And so he stopped. It didn't help at all.
Right, I start again.
Go.
Happy birthday to you.
Pick it up.
Happy birthday, dear Ian. Happy birthday to you.
Well, that's going to be an easy edit.
Thanks. I'm having a lovely time, but please don't call me Ian.
Why not?
Fuck. I'm changing my name. I need a stage name for when I launch my beatboxing career.
Right. I had no idea. What name were you thinking of?
Catwoman.
I think there's already a Catwoman.
Really? I thought I knew all the big beatboxers.
Well, no, she's not a beatboxer per se, but you can't really take her name.
Is Catwoman in Equity?
I don't know. She's definitely in Gotham.
All the same, perhaps it's not the best name for you, Ian.
Alrighty. My new name will be Shadow Blast. In brackets.
That seems a bit silly.
Square brackets.
That might be worse. Why don't you think of a less strange, more common name?
Tesco. From now on, call me Tesco.
No, that one's copyrighted.
Tesco Metro.
That also is.
I was thinking personally that maybe you could try not doing beatboxing at all. Maybe you're not ready to be a professional mouth musician yet.
That's right. Perhaps stick with who you are for now and save the spittle percussion for another day, Ian.
Yeah, I suppose.
5 minutes, Mr. McKellen.
Come in.
So, now that's sorted, can you stop talking in that funny voice?
No, sorry. This isn't a beatboxing voice. Helen Mirren kicked me in the balls.
McKellen! You in there?
Lorks! It's Mirren!
Takes a really weird turn, that sketch.
That's what happens when you don't know how to end a sketch about a beatboxer coming up with their name. Change it to Ian McKellen and he's been kicked in the nads.
Why wouldn't you?
So, listeners, if you know how to end a sketch about a beatboxer who won't come up with his name, send it to us in beatbox mode.
Why, like Morse code?
I mean, maybe that's a funnier sketch. A beatboxer on the Titanic.
The beatboxer played on.
Emily and Heather did a beatboxing course once.
I remember this. Were they good?
No. I mean, they got a basic beat going.
I mean, it's surprising because you're quite good at it, aren't you, Dan? So you think it would come in the jeans? Oh, don't be modest. Don't be modest, Dan. Just do a little bit of beatboxing for us.
No, that's not going to happen. I picked the sketch and I cast it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, and the sketch is now finished.
No,
so
that's not true, actually.
To...
I picked it and you were fucking off doing something else so we couldn't record it because there weren't five people in the room. I I would have definitely put you down as the beatboxer, like 100%.
Well, it wasn't to be. We'll have to write another beatboxing sketch for you to be in later.
Rich keeps his microphone this evening keeps cutting out, but he realizes before. Dan, you finish a sentence. What am I saying?
Before we do.
Yes. So we can hear him going, "Oh, I've got it again," or some variation of swearing, which is quite enjoyable. And he's back.
Indeed. I'm back for a little while. The weird thing is I don't go completely offline because it still lights up. I still know who's speaking at any one point. It's just...
just got to guess what they're saying.
The sound and pictures stop going down the line. I'm a bit concerned because I don't think it's my internet. I think it's this iPad being weird and I don't know what to do about that. I should try reinstalling Zoom. Anyway, behind the scenes.
Technical chat. You've seen McKellen live, haven't you, Dan? What play was it?
I have.
It'd be hard to kick him in the balls, wouldn't it? Because of his giant wanger.
It was King Lear. Massive cock. He's got a massive cock.
That's the first thing Dan told us. Is reporting back.
So what's on McKellen and King Lear? Massive cock.
Mm-hmm. He was very good as well.
But that's not the audience, you know. He definitely chose
that was
your
not
headlines.
The way he reported it.
No.
In other but news, in fairness, he was good at it.
Given the audience, which was us, he reported that news in the right order.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember who else was it. There was someone else good in it. Ian Holm. I think it was Ian Holm, wasn't it? I don't think Ian Holm got his dick out.
That's why you don't remember it. Not salient enough for you.
I don't think. Surely.
Too distracted by McKellen to even notice.
Exactly. You wouldn't even notice. It's like one of those Derren Brown tricks. Like you're so busy looking at the cop. There's all shit going on. There's a gorilla bouncing a basketball over
30
there.
Elephants just parading past.
It's like snake charming.
It is a charming snake by all accounts.
Yes.
That by one account. The only thing we know is that Dan was impressed. Did you go with anyone? Did you compare notes?
I can't remember who I was with. I must have gone with someone. I can't remember.
I just love the thought of you going on your own.
I can't remember anything apart from the dick. I'm not even sure it was King Lear, come to think of it. It might have been in the lavatory.
McKellen's house.
In the bloody toilet at King's Cross, and he comes in, stood next to me, and then forgot everything else of my life.
I saw McKellen's Lear. It was phenomenal.
I remember I was sitting in the balcony.
Which is a good distance from it, so...
Yeah.
Not to be said for that.
It still hit him in the face.
Warning, the first 407 roads will get wet.
I think she's gone.
Great.
Good. Good night, listeners.
Bye. 1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvett, Richard Catherall and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvett. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.